It's Monday, July 8th, 2013.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to start off the show right there. A band from Seattle, Washington. They're called Rose Windows. That song's called Wartime Lovers. It's from a new album of theirs called The Sundogs. And I heard Rose Windows for the first time on this KEXP station from Seattle. Really good. John in the Morning. Props. Super good show. There's an app. It's good. You can listen to it on your phone. Anyway, it's good stuff, KEXP. So they played this band from Seattle, Rose Windows, Wartime Lovers. And I was like, oh my God, that's the best song ever. I was like, set a calendar alert. When's this album coming out? You know, because they played it months ago. And finally, the album drops, and I just went and immediately bought the record. Didn't even listen to it. I just, no preview, because I Wartime Lovers, it's so good. And let me tell you this, Wartime Lovers, not particularly representative. The album, not nearly so good as Wartime Lovers. That is the standout track by a mile, as they say. But it is awesome. So I stand completely by Wartime Lovers. Really good song right there by Rose Windows. And maybe you'll like the rest of the record. It just wasn't to my taste. It's okay. Speaking of things that are to my taste, also similarly old-time kind of vintage sounding like Wartime Lovers was, how about Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis from London? Huge fan of these guys. It's these siblings who record old-timey sounding music. And their first couple songs, like Going Back to Country and stuff, so incredibly great. And they have an album that came out a couple of years back, but somehow I missed it, and I just discovered it recently, and I don't know how, I'm embarrassed, but this new record of theirs, not new, their most recent album, a couple of years old now, so good, so, so good. It's like, it's great. It's called Smoking in Heaven. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. First, we're going to hear You'll Soon Be Here, and it's a perfect example of Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. It just sounds like old-timey music, kind of country. It just legitimately sounds old, you know? And then they're doing this new thing on the record where it's like kind of like early ska music. So they got like the old-timey country music and then sort of old-timey ska music. So the second song we're going to play represents the ska side of things. It's called I'm So Sorry. The whole record is super great. If you like these two songs, you're going to like the whole thing. Highly recommend Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis right here with Smoking in Heaven is the record, and You'll Soon Be Here, followed by I'm So Sorry. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head? I wish you were here, but I know.
sorry for everything I've done. Hey, Jude, you never say goodbye. And now I'm so sorry for everything I've done.
Seriously, it looks great.
No, I tried to look like Kate Hudson, but ended up looking like a golden retriever's dingleberry.
But you, look at your cute little dress.
Little, I'm like a size 100 now. Anyway, I paid like $2 for it. It's probably made out of old Burger King crowns. I look like a whore locked out of her apartment.
Hi.
Amy.
Hi.
I love your hat.
Are you drunk? I look like an Armenian man. People are trying to buy carpets from me.
Excuse me, when did you start working for NASA? You're weightless.
You, I'm a cow. Indian people are trying to worship me. I sleep standing up in a field.
Fancy meeting you girls here.
Of course, I see everyone when I look like Susan Boyle's toothbrush.
Ew. Looks so pretty.
Miss Jessica, congrats on your big promotion, biatch.
I'm gonna get fired in like 2 seconds.
No.
I'm legally retarded. On my SATs, I just drew a picture of a house on the first page and ate the rest.
Is that Amanda? Amanda.
Hi. Hi.
Jacket!
Thank you!
Keeper of the doomsday clock, did I get that wrong?
two songs in a row right back there by Glasgow, Scotland's own Camera Obscura, one of my favorites. They got a new record. It's called Desire Lines. We heard two tracks. We heard Break Into You Gently and Making Money. Making Money, I should note, that is the iTunes exclusive thing. You know how the bands do this these days. We're like, oh, you buy the album in Amazon, you get a bonus song. You buy it in iTunes, you get a different bonus song. So like you have to buy the album all these different places. Though it does seem like now, thankfully, you could just buy the one song. So it used to be that they would make the bonus song exclusive to the album, you know, so you had to actually spend $10 at every place that sold it. Now you can just kind of buy the one-off track. So I like that, to make sure to get all the bonus ones, because I think Making Money, one of the stronger songs off the record, and only through iTunes, that one. The Amazon one is also good, but not as good. So anyway, Camera Obscura, new record, not their very best. I think their Let's Get Out of This Country album is better, but, you know, still, it's Camera Obscura. You can't go wrong. I just saw them over the weekend, by the way. They were playing Central Park Summer Stage, opened up for She and Him. Great show. Super good stuff. Can't go wrong. So that was Camera Obscura, all good. Speaking of things that are good, how about Surfer Blood? They're from West Palm Beach, Florida. How often do I get to say that? A good band from Florida. I mean, I'm sure there's like a ton of great bands from Florida, and I just don't know about them. In any event, Surfer Blood, that's one of the good ones. So they got a new record. It's called Pythons. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from it. Squeezing Blood and Say Yes to Me. Sounds kind of violent when I put it that way, but they're not. They're just great songs. Check them out. Surfer Blood, Squeezing Blood, and Say Yes to Me from their new record, Pythons. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Yes. are such liars when we start dating somebody, right? I'm such a liar when I start dating a guy. I'm just like super cool new girl. I'm the best. I'm like, yes, I want to hear about your fantasy football team. Of course. Don't leave anything out. Do I want to have a threesome? Definitely. I've always wondered about that. Girls are so soft. Lies. And guys want to believe it, so they just buy it. They're like, where have you been? I'm like, I'm here now. I'm like, let me just sweep this crazy under the rug for a couple months. You don't need to, see this yet. Nothing to see here. It's going to be a big surprise month three after I have some whiskey.
It's out of
Okay, so that was two songs in a row right back there by the Smith Westerns from Chicago, Illinois. I played them not that long ago on the show. They released a single from this new record, Soft Will. They released the single Varsity. And man, I really like Varsity. I think that's actually the strongest song on the album. Makes sense why they released it as the first single, I guess. But those two tracks we just heard, Only Natural and Cheer Up, also pretty good stuff. So, you know, the album, I think something about it, I feel like it's getting a little more generic. I think I like their earlier efforts more than this one, just production-wise or something. I don't know, it's not as great a record as it seems like it could be, but still pretty good. You know, if you like those two tracks, if you like Varsity, pick it up, why not? You know, if they come to your town, go see them, right? Show the love. They're a good band. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Wild Nothing from Blacksburg, Virginia, we're going to hear a song of theirs from the new album Empty Estate. The song I'm going to play is The Body in Rainfall, my favorite track off the Empty Estate record. It's pretty good stuff. So if you like it, if you like Smith Western, Surfer Blood, they're all kind of the same sort of music, I think, and pretty good stuff. So check it out, Body in Rainfall by Wild Nothing, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Smells Like Teen Spirit, Lithium, and Come As You Are by Nirvana, all three covered by the String Quartet. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, do me a favor, go to iTunes, search for The Sounds of My Head, find it, and then leave me a review. Because, you know, you can, like, leave reviews. I think it helps somehow. I'm not exactly sure. I have a bunch of nice reviews. I mean, not that many, obviously very few, but I have the ones that I have are all very nice. But I was surprised. I went in and noticed recently that, like, three people gave me not five-star, you know, you can just rate the show with the star rating, and then you can also leave a review separately. And three people didn't leave a review, but they gave me 1 star, 2 star, and 3 stars. So I've got, like, I'm getting dragged down, and I'm kind of offended. So go in there, help me stay highly rated. So, you know, review the show or something. I'd appreciate it. It would make me happy. If you want to contact me, daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Follow me on Twitter. Like me on Facebook. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.